What is the biggest part of a leader's job that might not even be on their job description? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and in today's Leader Feeder, let's look at key job responsibilities for you as a leader that may be as important as the results that you're expected to generate. Most supervisors clearly understand what they have to generate in terms of production volume, units, and output. Your deliverables are usually well known, and your management team probably asks you about them and deals with them when they don't exist. But a huge chunk of the leader's job is actually inspiring and motivating and engaging their team, retaining the talent and growing its capabilities. So where does that show up on your job description? How do you get measured on those things? Should a leader that generates business results but does a terrible job of managing people be rewarded simply for driving those numbers? I think that a leader should inspire people just as importantly as the results that they generate. And so I've got a few things that you could use to measure your effectiveness on the human side of your job responsibilities. The first goal you could measure yourself against is how have you done at growing the capability of your team? If we looked back 3 months, 6 months, or a full year, how have you helped your team build its cross-training and its flexibility, deepened your bench strength so that you have greater flexibility to meet your production requirements, but you've also just made your team better and higher performing? So that's goal number one. Goal number two is, have you inspired future leaders? Do the people who report to you put their name in when a new opening comes up for a team leader or supervisory position? Are you encouraging people to think about that as a career path? I think one of the leader's goals needs to be to create future leaders and to inspire those people. So if you haven't done that, you're missing out on an opportunity to perform in that area. And the third goal is to retain team members. Remember, if you create the kind of climate where people enjoy working, you build positive emotional connections, then the turnover rate, the departure rate, so how many people put in their notice and quit and move on to other jobs, should be lower in your department than it is in other departments. If you're simply average or worse, below average, you probably need to pick up your leadership game in that area in order to build those positive connections so that employees who have a choice want to stay working for you in your department. Once you've worked on those three goals and emphasized the human side of your job as a supervisor, there should be a positive impact on the results that you generate, and that's, of course, a double win. You've grown your team and you've created better results. Once you've worked on that, you may decide that you want to round out your leadership skills by having our frontline leadership program delivered either on-site in person or using this great virtual training studio of ours. No matter how you decide to work on your skills, we want to be your partners in leadership excellence.